Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Tampa, Florida, Salem Media Group flagship station in Studio E to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget that a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who are helping keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for what you're doing to keep America moving along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, men and women. That includes our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center haulers out there delivering the mail and all related things to that. And that includes our Amazon drivers delivering the packages that they have to sort and deliver. That also includes our suicide jockeys who are heartily out there delivering the gas, diesel, and the jet fuel that's needed for the planes to fly around. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. We also are on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America, all one word, all lowercase, Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, let's move up the tundra, up into the North Countries, and take a look at somebody just sitting up there looking down on us, and we'll look up at her. And it would be none other than Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Yay, good morning.
Yay, and yay is right. It's a gorgeous day. Gorgeous morning starting out here. Let me make sure I got the right temperature here. 74 degrees. We got 74 degrees in both installations here on each side of the studio, so there you go. And that works for me. Very nice morning.
Yes, very nice.
You ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country and our great state were all founded on Judeo-Christian principles and beliefs. Okay, looking at the news, according to Hoyle, American troops at the Kiev embassy are, in fact, in harm's way, as is now being reported by a number of agencies after the report came out initially. Well, there's no real threat to the troops at Kiev. Really?
Well, I mean, if you have an embassy is always guarded by Marines. So, but we do have uniformed personnel in Ukraine. That should not be a surprise to anybody. And, you know, there are those that are there that are helping to direct target packages for those on the front line. Remember, most of the combat is happening over in the east. I haven't seen a lot of reports where you have these missiles that are coming in and bombing Kyiv or anything beyond eastern Ukraine. But, yeah, I mean, you definitely have uniformed personnel. That's the way it works.
Yeah, and we do have missiles going back and forth and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, we are there operating the guidance systems and the radar and the intelligence and whatnot, which is what we're doing. That's what we do, and we do it just as good or better than anybody else. And I think it would be fair to say that if you did a little looking, you'd find them.
Yeah. The interesting question is, nobody's talking about contractors.
Yep.
And we do have them in country, but we also have most of them, I think, in Poland, that are providing frontline intelligence.
Yep, you can't go anywhere without the contractors. That seems to be the way of life these days. But it is what it is. And, you know, now that we've established that and people understand that, we can get on with what we need to do. Now, I don't know who is trying to pick on who here the most, but Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is rumored to be retiring. I kind of have my doubts about that. And I do know there's three senators that are rallying for votes to replace him. He is coming back to work on Tuesday, I think.
Correct. But there's a lot of chatter, especially because they're trying to push Feinstein out, too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some things certainly in play on the Senate side.
Well, I get Feinstein. She has not done anything for months.
Well, you know, she's got obviously issues, and apparently she's been out for a while on, because she's got shingles.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, that's where we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're getting ready to take a break. And when we take that break and come back from that break, we'll take a look at what I just got here in the way of a message, but Denise and I will be right back. Okay, there you are. Let me see what you're saying. All right, we'll be back with more, and Denise and I will be chatty some more about Mike Pompeo. Don't forget, he's not going to run, according to him, for anything. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico. That's spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico is an insurance company. They happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 27 million drivers, and that number continues to go up. Now, Geico's been saving people money for well over 85 years. And all you need to do to get a rate to find out if they're comparable or compatible for you is to go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, you'll also be able to find out who your local agent is there, how to get a hold of them, and if you want to go through them, you can, no big deal, but you can also get everything done right there on the website, Geico.com. Remember, if you got a car, if you got a truck, maybe you've also got a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV. You bundle all that together, you save money on the package. Now, where you really save money is when you add into that your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance. That's where you'll save a boatload of money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O. .com. Go over there, check them out. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Mike Pompeo announced he's not going to run for president. That's too bad. A lot of people thought that he would have made a good one. But he certainly was a good Secretary of State, in my opinion, and almost an even better CIA director.
And he says that he is not a candidate for 2024, which is interesting because that means it could mean that he would perhaps be a candidate, you know, in the next term after that. Mm-hmm. So we don't know. But, you know, this guy's got quite the resume, and I believe that he has some skill sets that would be very good for the next Republican administration. Mm-hmm. And he could have his sights on something else, just not president.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. We'll have to wait and see what it is. But whatever it is that he does, it's going to be good because he's been nothing short of brilliant with the things that he's done so far.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, who is Stefan Pesentino?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, it says he's a Washington, D.C. lawyer who represented former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson during her appearance before the January 6th House Select Committee that investigated, of course, the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. He is now suing the committee for some $67 million for destroying his reputation and career.
I think he was a D.C. lawyer that attended the rally.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the outcome necessarily is of his case, but if he's suing, he probably has, as a lawyer, he probably has some kind of reason to do that. But I don't know the details of that, so I really can't speak to it.
Well, there was no case ever brought against him, so that's where that went. So they tried to ruin him by saying that he did this. But there just was no case.
There seems to be, a handful of cases just like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he could, in fact, also, if he's representing himself, he could represent others and have somewhat of a class action suit.
Yeah, well, I hope he gets something together and sticks it against these people because they deserve it.
Yeah, I think that we're seeing some of these cases that are actually being settled, while others not so much. But it's still not over with by a long stretch.
Now, did you see what Elon Musk is up to now? As he's caused a stir on Twitter once again when he called for any parent or doctor who carries out a sex change surgery on children to be locked away in prison for life.
Well, I did see that. People are free to have an opinion. And if you watch any part of, Tucker Carlson and the people that he has
mm-hmm.
on his show on this very topic, I don't think that he's trying to say these are the consequences. And a lot of these schools are proposing, or not proposing, but they are pushing for these procedures to be done without parents' knowledge or approval.
Mm.
And that includes even school psychologists who should necessarily lose their license for that. I don't think I disagree with Elon Musk on this one. I think he could be right.
It's Ron DeSantis round two coming in the Disney trial.
Well, apparently, he created the committee to manage Disney, and apparently Disney went around them and created their own committee, so that whole thing is not over yet. And I think it's part of the reason is because Disney owes the state of Florida somewhere around $780 million in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they want to pay it, so I think that's really at the basis of what Disney is trying to do and did, so they wouldn't have to be on the hook for that.
Well, I wouldn't want to pay it either.
Well, but they owe it.
Okay, question for the day. This is coming from Jimmy, and Jimmy is in Birmingham, Alabama, trucking westbound tonight. Captain, listening to you. Question for you and Denise. The top secret documents dump. Was it a case of sloppiness?
No, I don't think it was sloppiness at all. He knew what he was doing. In fact, he was purposely taking these things home and photographing them, I might add, on his kitchen counter, because they could tell from the countertop that it was coming from his house. Well, it's purposeful. You do internet searches or searches on the system, because remember, some of these documents were CIA documents, some of them were NSA documents.
Yep.
Some of them came from CipherNet. So it was clearly not sloppiness. He just wanted, I think he had some kind of an ego, and he was kind of the big guy within this group on Discord, but he'd been doing this for quite some time. It wasn't just since March. This had gone on for months. No, I don't think it was sloppiness at all.
Are you ready for this one? Al Sharpton, okay. the Reverend L. Sharpton has ripped the progressives for being soft on crime policies.
Well, I'm not sure what the whole context of that is. I did see that just in the headline. I didn't get into the article or context of that. But it will be a huge talking point when it comes to, the campaign season when it gets into full speed, and should be, because what's happening here is that crime has become legal. If you don't prosecute crime, then you're essentially saying what these people are doing is legal.
Yep.
The consequence of crime, let's just say for New York or Chicago, is that you end up with a larger area of blighted communities because they're bailing out. And you got this new mayor of Chicago that he's blaming corporate America, you know, businesses for not having their own security and whatnot. So, yeah, they got it all twisted.
All right, hold that thought, and I look forward to talking to you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
All right, you do the same.
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the different things she has to offer.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army. Come on now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is opting out of the 2024 presidential race.
Many have speculated he would challenge his old boss, former President Trump, for the Republican nomination. Pompeo put an end to the rumors, telling Fox News he's not going to join the race in 2024 after he came to the conclusion this wasn't the right time to run. I'm Dave Collins.
Former President Trump is railing against President Biden's gun control agenda. While speaking at the NRA's national meeting in Indianapolis on Friday, Trump told the crowd, quote, "No one will lay a finger on your guns if he's elected president in 2024. He said on day one, he'll stop Biden's, quote, war on lawful gun owners. His comments come after a recent string of mass shootings in the U.S. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, and it is time for a military and veterans news segment, weekend style. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and this is brought to you, of course, by the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. Find them online by going to the web at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses, will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. It is a very highly paying and lucrative job. It's one that you will be saying, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Now, for those of you in the military that are getting out, that are working in aviation, this is right up your alley. You really wouldn't lose a step. You'd make a lot of money in the process, I'll tell you that much, though. Because you'd be able to go back and go anywhere you wanted to work. Want to work overseas? Fine. Got you covered. Want to work anywhere in the U.S.? Fine. Got you covered, wherever the job openings are. But my point is, former military that have worked in aviation, that have been aviation maintenance technicians, and all they have to do now is get the civilian certification, is you take a short class to be able to brush you up so that you can pass that federal certification test. And when you do, it's up and away. And you'll be right out there. Could be making a six-figure salary right off the bat. But you'll certainly be making a good five-number salary. A very good five-number salary. Probably around $60,000 to $65,000, maybe $70,000 a year starting out. Again, if you go overseas, you're going to get that $100,000 or more, just because that's the nature of the beast. But that's all up to you as far as your God-given ability. So check them out online, naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up. Ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses. They'd be more than happy to give you the information. And if it were me, and I was starting up, and I didn't know the campus or the school, I'd go to both. I'd go take a tour at the one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and I'd go take a tour at the one here in Clearwater, Florida, right outside of Tampa Bay. That's what I would do. Then you know. Okay, with this arrest of this young 21-year-old Airman First Class, the Air National Guardsman, in connection with the DOD intel leak, we run into a situation where, similar to many years ago, some of you are going to remember this name or remember the incident, Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers. We run into a very similar situation. Damage was done. As far as the extent of the damage and who got the information and what they're going to do with it, we don't know yet. What we do know is that a whole bunch of our people that are either working as civilians or on duty as military in the Ukraine have been compromised now. They've been compromised. So now what do we do? Well, common sense and logic would tell you, you pull them out and you replace them with somebody new. Will that happen? Well, let's see. With the gang that can't shoot straight? Probably not. And I'm talking about Joe Biden. Our military, folks, make no mistake about it, has gone from the best that there ever was to, you wonder now what they was and what they are. And I'm not putting the military down. I'm not doing any of that. I'm just telling you, your leadership, boys and girls, at the Pentagon, they're now a bunch of wusses. Oh, we can't touch them. We can't do this. Oh, we can't take the shot. That guy's got a bomb, but yeah, we can't take a shot because it might blow up some innocent people. And I'm talking about what happened in Afghanistan when one of our Marine snipers had the bad guy with the bomb in his sights and could have dropped him right where he was. We wouldn't have lost 13 soldiers. It's that simple. And it's a shame that we've got to have people that don't understand the nature of protecting your own people first. It's just a shame. But what am I going to do? We can talk all day. And, of course, after the tragedies that we've seen, we need a few positive experiences. And I'm not sure we're going to get them with this gang that can't shoot straight, because no matter what happens, They just aren't up to the task. Lloyd Austin, remember, you got to remember the history of Lloyd Austin. He was the general in Iraq who was in charge of pulling our troops out and created the vacuum that gave us ISIS. That's a fact. You can go look it up. Go look it up and see what he did when he pulled, when we pulled out of Iraq. They came in behind us like a bulldozer in the middle of a quicksand pile. And what happened the other day in Afghanistan when they were there for the funeral? Unbelievable. Again, you just can't make this stuff up. Now, a test of the Army's short-range air defense laser prototypes took down some drones at Yuma the other day. Until now, you haven't heard about it because I haven't said a word and I haven't seen it anywhere. But now I got this story, so I'm going to mention it. The downed drones littered the battlefield at Yuma Proving Ground in Arizona during a five live fire test of the Stryker-based short-range air defense system. Now, they're prototypes with a 50-kilowatt laser. They're also operating full speed ahead and full charge ahead by many in the military who are now starting to get those units and embed them with what they've got going. Now, do I believe for a second that regardless of their age, that somebody would take that and sell those secrets around the world? No. No. But could it happen accidentally? Sure. Could it happen intentionally? Oh, most positively, we've already seen that. And now think about this. As the services are going to have to check and see what they're going to have to do, the changes they're going to make sure that people that aren't supposed to get this material, this classified material, number one, they don't get it. And number two, if it does accidentally show up in their pack or their whatever, it immediately shows up to where we can see that they've got it. There's got to be a way to do that. And I think there is. And I think they're going to get to the bottom, and I think we're going to find out about it in the days and weeks to come. All right, don't go anywhere. Final segment of the show when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be back. Stick around. It's about to get real.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
All right, God bless America is right there, Mr. Jeff, and thank you very much for doing that for us, and thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to the weekend edition of the Captain's America, Third Watch. The only thing different during the week is we have another hour to play with, and we usually have another guest or two on during that hour. So there you have. Now, I want to mention for our friends in Orlando that coming up May the 6th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, I will be making a personal appearance at the Central Florida Patriots Freedom Expo 2023. Now, it's being presented by X Insurance. Saturday, May the 6th at the Seminole Harley-Davidson in Sanford from 9 to 12. It'll go on longer than that, but I'm only going to be there till noon, then I'm going to be leaving to come back home. Now with me, the headliner will be former Trump senior advisor and host of the America First Salem Network program, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Yep, he'll be there on the Car Arm stage. Plus, all of our local hosts over there in Orlando will be there. I will be there. I've been invited to show up, and I told them I would be there. Yours truly, host of the Captain's America Third Watch. Look forward to shaking the hands of many of the Orlando listeners. Got a lot of good friends over there, a lot of good callers that call in, and people that send us messages that we use every night. Now, they're going to have a classic military vehicle display, too. It'll be a day filled with fancy-dancy motorcycles, the blues, meaning the music, barbecue, meaning what they're cooking, and party girls. Yep, party girls. Can't be around a motorcycle place without seeing party girls. And tickets are absolutely free. Absolutely free. You can go online if you want to upgrade to the Corona Cigar Company VIP experience as a very important patriot. You'll be able to include a meet and greet with Dr. Sebastian Gorka there, all of our local Salem media hosts, collections, a T-shirt will be there for you, a signed copy of Larry Correia's new book called In Defense of the Second Amendment, VIP seating, and a whole bunch more. So get your tickets now by going to The Answer, Orlando.com. That's The Answer, Orlando.com. Arrive early and stay late. Bikes, blues, barbecue, babes, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka and yours truly at the Freedom Expo 2023. I look forward to seeing you there. Hopefully you can make it. Love to have you. Love to have you. Okay. We expect over the weekend to hear about some changes that the DOD will be making when it comes to classified material, who gets it, how they get it, where it goes, what they can do with it, how they can handle it. All stuff that should have already been SOP, in other words, standing operating procedure, but for some reason it's all screwed up again, as it was a few years ago when they had to go back in and clean it up. Now, there's got to be some unit commanders of these intelligence units that are not doing their job, or they're not properly trained the people that work under them to do their job. Because this never should have been allowed. This never should have been allowed to happen. Never. There's too many ways to stop this, and nobody intervened. Nobody. Now, what the hell? You sitting on your hands here, guys and gals? Well, we can't say anything because we might be in trouble and they might do. Are you kidding me? You're talking about the security of your country and you're talking about people's lives in the Ukraine. There are people in the Ukraine now that are fearing for their life because of their information is out there about them. And it never should have happened. So there's an answer somewhere. It may be going back to what we used to do, where only a certain amount of people with a certain amount of grade, rank, and age could get certain things, and that's the way it was. And until you got to that next position up the line, you weren't able to access, but just so much stuff. Think about that for a minute. Why weren't we doing that to begin with? Who changed the system that allowed this to happen? I'll bet you dimes to donuts right now that it was somebody in the Obama-Biden administration, perhaps, where it started, and then under Biden it got worse. And under Austin, as the Secretary of Defense, that's when the policy was implemented to open things up. Again, I told you about him. And where I remember him from was a commanding general put in charge to get all the troops out of Iraq when we left Iraq under Barack Obama. That was his forte. And as a result, he got promoted, if you remember correctly. As a result of doing that, he wound up getting promoted. Did he deserve it? Probably not, because we haven't left. We are still there. And we're going to have to be, with all the equipment that we've got scattered around there, that they're going to want to keep using as collateral or whatever. Now, again, when it comes to the training of this and use of this equipment, we do have Green Berets on the ground showing these folks how to do what they need to do. And it's not like they went home and there's nobody there. It's just not true. They're there. Some of them have been outed because of the leaks by this individual and his buddies. But when you go to bed tonight, think of one little thing here. That on Saturday morning, right here in Tampa, Florida, wherever you're at, I said we need to go back to the way we did things with the security levels. A certain amount of rank can only see so much stuff, and you got to be at a certain rank to be able to see some of this higher level stuff. Apparently, this young man was able to achieve things that he never should have been able to see. And again, I'm at a loss for why that is. Could it be because he was working by himself at night? On the overnight shift? Maybe. Maybe. That's possible. Because who was going to catch him? Nobody. But if his commanding officer wasn't paying attention to what he was doing, then he certainly burdened some responsibility himself. So that's something else to think about as we all sit here and wonder what's going to happen next. Well, I know what's going to happen next for me. I'm going to go home and get showered up and all that, and going to go out and drive around today and look at some new wheels, see what I can come up with. That's what I'm going to do. And if I come up with something today, so be it. If it's another weekend or whatnot, so be that too. I'm looking at something specific, so we'll see what happens. So you might see me driving around with something different next week or the week after, whatever the case may be. But in the meantime, I want everybody to remember that here at the Captain's America Third Watch, this program is all about we the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. We can hire them. We can fire them. And we need to start doing that. We need to get rid of the people that are not doing the job they were elected to do. And we need to get it done sooner rather than later. Okay, folks. You got this, America. Truck's on. I'll be back Monday morning, 2 a.m. God bless America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.